Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brim classic, one that was made years ago. In my ministry, I trust it'll bless you.
So the way they used to do it long, long ago, the rabbis, they didn't have a calendar and mark off years like we do. In Bible times, they named the year like the year that King Uzziah died, the second year of such and such king's reign. They didn't have numbers. And so when their barley harvest came on, the rabbis would go, and the priests, and they would go down there, and they would feel of this barley when it was in its very earliest stage, the Aviv stage. They say, okay, the next new moon is going to be our first of the month. Now, how they did it, because it had to remain a solar calendar. The Arabs keep a lunar calendar. Every 28, 29 days is a new month, and they just go all around the whole seasons with the holiday. But these have to be kept by the sun, and so just before the first month, if things weren't quite ripe enough, they'd add another month. They have leap months, 6 times in every 19 years. They have a second last month. So now the first month of the year, the rabbi says, this is it. This is the time of the Passover. And this time we have to offer. In every one of these, you have to go, with your hand full to the Lord. Then you go with your hand full. I don't have time to show you this in all the scriptures. Brother Leroy used one the other night about Samuel, about David, when he brought that offering. You go with your hand full, and then God, with his kind, loving hand, he gives back to you. Now, if you go up, if you haven't behaved right and got your rain and don't have anything in your hands, something's wrong, see? It's a marvelous system. Now, you count, they have the week of the Passover, and then they take the wave offering of the first fruits. And they waved it up there. This is Passover week. And this is on Sunday morning after the Shabbat of Passover week. The first day of the week, you get up, you wave it. Well, now you remember what Paul said to us in Corinthians, that Jesus was the first fruits.
Yes, sir.
He met these moeds. He fulfilled them every time. And in the upcoming dates, there'll be moeds. And there'll be these appointed times. So, he was received as the first fruits of resurrection. That's what Paul told us in Corinthians. Now, you count from that day 7 weeks. That's 49 days. Then you add one more day. And then you come back up here again because it's going to be wheat harvest time. So they're coming up there in wheat harvest. And let's look at this verse 15. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Shabbat, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Shabbats shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the 7th Shabbat shall you number 50 days. And then you're going to bring the first fruits of the wheat offering. Now we call this Pentecost. Because the Greek, when the Hebrew Bible was translated into Greek, 50 is Pente. So it's called the Feast of Pentecost. Actually, the Jews call it the Feast of Weeks. The 49, the 7 weeks. Shavuot. Now, this marks the day that they received the Word. When Moses received the Torah, and he received it according to what their tradition, not only the Ten Commandments, but the whole first 5 books. And now they have the Word, and it came out on that mountain 50 days, the Bible tells us, after the wave offering. So, you come back up here. You see, at these moeds, they had to go back. They had to come up before the Lord. 3 times in a year, they have to come up before the Lord. Now, you think something supernatural isn't going on? This is harvest. These people work their fields. They live a long way away up in Nazareth or wherever. They've got to make a long journey, but God's watching over the harvest. And so they come in at this date, the marking, and oh, they love this feast because they got the word. And they came up then at Shavuot. Now, Acts chapter 2 tells us, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord. Folks, their being in one accord didn't bring the day of Pentecost. The day of Pentecost was coming. Jesus bled so that the Spirit could come among them, but God had them ready at the Moed. Now, I know how that's going to be for the upcoming dates we're facing. The date is fixed, but we're going to be ready. He's not failing this time. Now, verse 23. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month. Now, this is the, he started things with the sacred calendar. This seventh month used to be their first month. It's an amazing thing God did. He made the seventh month the first month, the first month the seventh month. If we had time, we'd talk about the circles of God, but we don't have time. But it's interesting what he did. He made what they had been celebrating as their first month their seventh month. However, they still celebrate that seventh month as a first month, but in a civil year. Confused? If you send a practicing Jew a New Year's card, you're going to send it on Rosh Hashanah, which is their seventh month. But it's the day they count that on this day, God made Adam. Hallelujah. And that's the beginning of their year. Hallelujah. Got your shouting clothes on? Verse 23. And Jehovah spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Shabbat, a memorial of blowing of trumpets. Woo! I'm not going to tell to you all that speaks of, but I want you to know, when Abraham offered up Isaac on that rock, the Lord provided himself a sacrifice, and that ram had a horn, a ram's horn, and that is the ram's horn that became the shofar. And every time the shofar is blown, it's blown to call for the Messiah. Now the Jews, you see, they had their days like we do. I mean, not like we do, like God did in Genesis 1. The evening and the morning makes the day. So it'll start tomorrow night for us about sundown, and then it's over the next day at sundown. So it'll be Sunday night and Monday. Now in Israel, it'll start, you know, 7 or 8 hours earlier than that. But you celebrate it how it is where you are. Hallelujah. Now, I truly believe, however you mark the years that are coming up, we are in for a great, wondrous period here. Now, see, you obey the God. This is his calendar. Now, verse 27. On the 10th day of this seventh month, there shall be a day of atonement. Well, before we leave this, verse 24. You remember how the whole world got so excited about that guy that wrote that book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus Should Come in 1988? Yeah. You know what? The guy had a lot of good stuff. Might not have should have picked a date. He evidently missed it. But the day he picked was the Feast of Trumpets. He could be right. It might be that at that, those shofars, for they blow them much that day, he'll come. I don't know. His appearing. I'm talking about his appearing, not his coming. The Jews know when his coming is, and I pretty well know the time of his coming. But I don't know about the time of his appearing. But I do know it'll be on one of these dates, but I don't know which. Now, verse 27. On the 10th day of this 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. And this is the day they have the scapegoat and they all their sins, and they look up to God, and then he pushes them off for another year. Now, of course, Jesus is hallelujah. He's done that for us. Now, there's another great feast that comes in this month. We're coming into the high holy days. And I want to go to it, and then I'll come back to the 10th day. Verse 34, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. And this is the feast, in verse 39, that you're bringing in the oil and the wine harvest. And this is the great rejoicing feast. And in this feast, look at the end of verse 40, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. Now that is the feast Jesus was born on, the first day of that feast. They were rejoicing and rejoicing and rejoicing for years. And then the angel came and said, I come to bring you great joy. Hallelujah. Now, but we're going back to the 10th day. Now the 10th day, verse 27, on the 10th day, there shall be a day of atonement. Now, go over to chapter 25. Hallelujah. And verse 9. Well, no, let's start with verse 8. You shall number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto you 49 years. Then shall you cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. Shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man unto his possession. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, the 10th day of the 7th month this year is September 30th. Is that the last day of this meeting, September 30th? 30 days has September, April, June, and November. So, you're going to be ending this meeting on the Day of Atonement. Now, some people believe, I don't know that the Jews exactly are counting this as a Jubilee year, because this is their year as they number years, and they've only been numbering since about 700, so who knows if their numbers are right. But this is the year coming on called 5759, which is not exactly divisible by 50. But if you count that this is a jubilee year since Israel was born again in 1948, this would be a jubilee year. 50 plus 48 is 98. So I don't know if God counts this a jubilee year or not. But if God does count this a jubilee year, you better hang on to your hats.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.